Hi, this is Dave Kale. Welcome to today's podcast for salespeople. Today we're going to be talking about a best practice. And again, you understand the concept that in the world of sales, just like every other profession in the world, there are a set of best practices. And salespeople who identify and roll into their routine the best practices, the behaviors and practices of the best, become the best. Why? Because they do what the best do. So in this series, we're looking at some of the things that the best do. Here's one, a best practice. Every best salesperson has a systematic approach to collecting, storing, and using useful marketing information about customers. Let me repeat that. They have a systematic approach to collecting, storing, and using useful marketing information about customers. Man, I'll tell you what, I am continually amazed at the vast majority of salespeople who I come into contact with who have no systematic way of doing this. I don't know where their heads are at. In this era of computers and internet, where there are hundreds of options for salespeople to automate their information, still many salespeople do not do a good job of this. Well, let's get into this. What are we talking about here? Number one, a systematic approach to collecting, storing, and using useful marketing information means that you've got to have some kind of an electronic solution, either a laptop with a piece of software on it, or that has internet access and the databases and information are kept on the internet, or a PDA, or whatever electronic device. I mean, that's where you need to be to have some kind of an electronic device that you use to collect and store and retrieve and use useful marketing information. Now, there are still some people, and I can't believe this, there are still some people who do not have that, who just use paper and yellow pads and so on. And if that's you, then regardless, either way, you need to have some kind of system. System is the word. To collect, store, and access useful marketing information. Now, what's useful marketing information about every account? Well, there's two different forms of useful information. Number one is the information about the account itself. This would be things like, name, address, phone number, who the key people are, what they make, what their budget is, or how much do they spend on your kind of thing, all that sort of stuff, email addresses, website, etc., who some of their customers are. That's information about the account. And that's one class of information that you need to collect. The second class of information is personal information about the key people within that account. And, that's such things as the individual's name and address and the name of their spouse, maybe, names of the kids, what they're interested in, what they like to talk about, what they don't like to talk about, that sort of thing. Now, by the way, if you don't have a clue, if you're not doing any of this, then you want to get a start in creating what I call an account profile. You can get a free download from my website. Just go to DaveKale.com/free, F-R-E-E, .html, and that will just automatically send you back a download of how to create an account profile form. And again, in today's world, that ought to be electronic in some way. But even if you can't do it electronically, you need to have a paper account profile form. You need to systematically collect information about your customers. So you start out with collecting account information for every individual customer and every prospect. When you call on a prospect, you ought to be collecting information. What's the purpose of calling on a prospect? Number one, to collect information, and number two, to get another appointment. But that's for another podcast. So number one, account information. Number two, personal information for each of the key decision makers or influencers within that account. And you don't do this, you don't collect all this at one sitting, you understand that. systematically, you collect it as things come up in conversation. When you leave, you go out into your car and you put in the information, or you take it down, put it on the computer after you hang up the phone. So it is a matter of keeping it hot, top of mind, and systematically collecting information. Now, in addition to information, the good stuff you need to know about the account, in addition to the stuff you need to know about the individual people, there are some other things that you need to have. You ought to have what I call a contact log, which is a place where you record the summary of what the conversation was. What did you discuss? And that ought to be easily available, and it ought to be available on a continuous basis. So you can look in your contact log and see what you talked about the third time you talked with this person, and the fourth time, and the fifth time, and the sixth time, and so on, all the way. So you see a pattern of conversations. You ought to have that. And again, all the software out there, you know, all the contact management, CRM systems, they all have that built into it. That's why you need to have some kind of electronic solution to this, because it's all there. Regardless, you need to keep good notes on what was discussed. You need to define each time what is the next step. After every single conversation with a customer, you ought to be determining what the next step in the sales process is. What is the customer going to do? What are you going to do? That's another piece of information that you need to keep in your contact log. You need to then have what I call a to-do file. Some people call it a task list. But as a result of this sales call, do you have things to do? You know, yes, you must send them a proposal, or, you know, call this guy, or send this, or whatever. What do you have to do? That ought to be put in a list so you don't forget it. Make sure you do everything you're supposed to do. And the final thing that you ought to be collecting on every single sales call is the beginning. When you're finishing your notes on this particular sales call, you ought to begin to sketch out the agenda for the next call. Now's the time where it's fresh in your mind. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be complete, but it's the beginning of your agenda for the next call. Now, when you do that with every single call and every single account, then you begin to approximate the best practice of the best. This is the information age. Effective salespeople are efficient managers of useful marketing information. It's the information age, and that means that if you're going to be one of the best, you have a system to collect, store, and access or use useful marketing information about every one of your customers. And with discipline, you apply that system. You become an adept manager of useful marketing information. It's a best practice of the best. Go forth and sell well. Bye-bye.